The federal government has defended its new social media laws after backlash from tech companies and lawyers. The tech sector is upset that it wasn't consulted, and it's warning that rushing through these laws could have unintended consequences. But the government says the laws were carefully designed. Thomas Ariti reports.
It's drop-off time at this school in Sydney's inner west. Rob's there with his son.
Basically, yeah, I think they should be responsible.
He's talking about companies like Facebook in an age where it's rare for any kid not to be on social media. And he hopes the government's new laws will ensure those environments are safe.
Everybody has to act, otherwise nothing will happen. And you need to put pressure on those big boys to do what they should be doing.
In terms of that pressure, one of the penalties could be that Facebook executives, for example, could actually go to jail if they don't take action. Do you think that's appropriate?
I think if they're being neglectful, yeah, you know, if you set down the law, they need to obey it. It's simple.
It's a particularly sensitive issue for Rob. He's originally from New Zealand, and these laws are part of the Australian government's response to the Christchurch terror attack, where a video of the massacre was live-streamed on Facebook.
They've got enough computing power, and it should have been pulled way quicker than it was. They send me lots of ads for things I want, and we don't want to see that stuff. They can sort that out as well.
The laws could see social media companies fined up to 10% of their annual turnover if they fail to quickly remove what the bill calls abhorrent violent material. Company executives could also be jailed, and that's a concern to the tech industry. Scott Farquhar is the co-founder of one of Australia's biggest technology companies, Atlassian.
No one wants violent and abhorrent content on the internet. Removing it's a definitely a noble aim, but you've got to get the detail right and the legislation right so that the law actually achieves its goal. And I'm speaking here this morning on behalf of our 1,000 staff in Sydney, 3,500 staff around the world, and on behalf of everyone in the technology industry in Australia, because this legislation affects every single person that puts user-generated content on the internet.
He told RN Breakfast he thinks the government hasn't come to terms with the broader consequences of the new laws.
The way that the content providers and social media sites is defined is really anyone that puts content on the internet. So that affects news sites, social media sites, dating sites, job sites. Really anyone that was working with an internet site today is affected. And the definitions of expeditiously, of when we have to bring content down, that's not defined.
Scott Farquhar isn't the only one in the tech industry raising the alarm. Alex McCauley is the chief executive of Startup Oz, an advocacy group representing Australian tech startups.
This is a piece of legislation that criminalises behaviour by tech executives, and it falls into a category of laws that I see across the world, and particularly here in Australia, which is where social issues and political issues have been picked up by politicians, and the immediate response is to try and pass laws which target tech companies to make them comply with new legislation to, you know, try and fix those social issues. But often I think, as is the case with this law, you know, that's done in a rushed and probably knee-jerk way that means that we don't get the right laws, and it feeds a narrative that is, I think, overall anti-tech.
A spokesman for the Attorney General, Christian Porter, says the laws have been designed carefully so as not to affect the ability of news media to report on events which are in the public interest within their existing licensing standards. He adds that no mainstream media in Australia has ever shown rape or murder, but Facebook has. Cyber policy expert Fergus Hansen from the Australian Strategic Policy Institute says that doesn't mean laws like these should be rushed through.
It's good that I think people are starting to really pay attention to these kind of issues, but these issues have been around for a very long time. I don't think there's a public policy benefit in racing through legislation like this on an issue that doesn't pose imminent danger to Australia. We've had this issue around for a very long time, and I think a more measured response would mean we'd get a better piece of legislation that'd be more effective at doing the things that we wanted to do.
Labor's joining with the government to pass the bill, but says it'll refer it to a parliamentary committee if it wins the election. But the federal government has defended its quick action, saying Australians, and in particular Australian children, should never witness abhorrent material like the Christchurch video. And it says this bill will help prevent that from occurring.
Thomas Ariti reporting.